This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're really going to be great again. We got to get back on track. 7 out of 10 have agreed that we are on the wrong track. I say good observation. Now, what is the conclusion? How do we get back on track? To me, in my humble opinion, it starts with the truth. We've got to pursue the truth at any cost, no matter where it would lead us. Carl Gallups and Mike Zulu are with us. We're talking about that 8,000-pound gorilla that's been in the room for a long time, which has to do with the president's fraudulent birth certificate. And we're going to get into more detail here, but I wanted to bring Carl here back to talk about, to summarize, number one. And number two, because of this information, as Michael said earlier, it's difficult on radio for you to see this, but yet we have a place where you can go, and it will be linked on our website as well. And Carl, explain to our audience where they can see all this information in one place.
Yeah, thank you. I'll do that, and I'll give a 2-minute synopsis of everything. We're at the top of the second hour, right?
So yes, exactly.
We have some new listeners joining us.
Right.
We don't want to freak them out right away.
Yeah.
But listen, no, to the audience, let me just say to you, yes, everything we're talking about, Mike Zulu and I and Bill Martinez, you can see it all plus more on one page. I've built an archive that's very easy to get to. Just remember my name, Carl Gallups, CarlGallups, Carl Gallups. Go to carlgallups.com. When you hit the landing page, you can't miss it. You'll see in yellow letters, it says Sheriff Joe Arpaio, 12/15/16 Press Conference Archives. When you click on that, it takes you to a one-page archive. Now, from that page, you can watch the entire one-hour press conference that Mike Zulu and Sheriff Arpaio did just a few weeks ago. You can see with your own eyes the whole conference and the video demonstrations of how the forgery was done from Johanna Ani's document placed onto a template to create from the ground up the Obama document. Hers was one document that was used. We suspect there were others, but they have that in their possession. You can see that. You can see the whole one-hour press conference or a 3-minute video synopsis I did and or the 7-minute video evidence video that was presented at the conference. You can just watch that as a standalone. Plus, you can listen to a bunch of interviews, including this one, read a lot of articles that have been printed on the Internet about it. You can educate yourself at one place, carlgallups.com, carlgallups.com, and there it is. Now, for the quick synopsis, here's the bottom line to the conference and everything we're trying to say. We now know, 100% know, that the birth certificate that's posted on the White House website, I'm sure it'll be gone by noon today, but has been up there for years, by the Obama administration, the only identifying document ever proffered by the White House for who Barack Hussein Obama might be, that document we now know, it has been proven forensically, ready to go before a court, it is a complete fabricated forgery. And here's what we know. There are 9 elements that we know, and there are probably more, but 9 that have been proven to have been lifted from another document, a valid Hawaii birth certificate, and placed onto some type of a template that was used to build this fabricated forgery, this fake document. Not only do we know that, but we know how it was done, and you can see it with your own eyes. Not only do we know that, but we have the birth certificate from which it was done, a one Johanna Ani. So all of that has been signed off on by 2 international digital document and document examination experts that are renowned in their fields. It has all been signed off on. It is a true law enforcement finding. It is 100% a fabricated document. Now the question is, why would they do such a thing?
Exactly. Well, I trust that you can handle the truth, and this is why we're dedicating this time, even at the closing hours of this president's administration, because the importance of the truth is that significant. More from Carl Gallops and Mike Zulu right after this. Stay with us, America, just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound?
Hey, ready or not, we're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, regardless of the accusations and the names that we may be called. The truth is just that important. Mike Zulu is with us, the former lead investigator for the Cold Case Posse, and Carl Gallops, also a former decorated law enforcement officer, a senior pastor of Hickory Hammock Church out in Milton, Florida. And Mike Zulu, let's pick up the conversation and the investigation where we left it. You did the comparative of the documents. You're seeing that, wait a minute, this is beyond happenstance. This clearly had to be manipulated for these date stamps, X's to be in the places. You know, and you've got two forensic experts, you know, thousands of miles away from each other, both concluding the same thing, correct? Mike, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, no, we couldn't hear you there for a minute. Okay, so we have the two forensic experts thousands of miles apart coming to the same conclusion, correct?
Yes, and independent of each other. They had no idea each other were examining the same evidence. So, that in and of itself is enough to put a bullet in this whole thing. You know, there is something terribly, terribly wrong, not only with the document itself, but the reasons behind it. And, you have to look at this from another perspective, too. And I know you touched on it earlier. You know, why does this matter? If you could do this now, there are a lot of bad actors in the world.
Right.
Bad actors, I mean perpetrators.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on and do this now, set a precedent that you never have to release information about your background, never have to produce a document about your birth, never have to verify that the document you produced is actually authentic. God only knows who'll try to sit in that White House next.
Exactly. Well, it is clearly ironic, Mike Zulu, when, there are people in lesser positions of government, the scrutiny and the certification for them to serve in the government is so much higher than the President of the United States. What has gotten lost in translation here that anybody running for the highest office in the land should not be appropriately vetted?
Well, and that's the problem that goes back to the founding of the country. And back then, it wasn't a problem. You have to realize that when this country was birthed, people knew each other. People didn't live hundreds and thousands of miles away from each other. They were relatively in close proximity. Everybody knew who everybody was, and when somebody was running, there was no question who they were. Well, times have changed. And in pursuing this, it was striking to me when I learned from the federal government that there is no vetting done by any three-letter agency in the United States government of any presidential candidate or vice presidential candidate, president-elect, and president. It is told, and it was told to me that it is left up to the Constitution of the United States, the opposing party, and the media.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have three problems now. The Constitution is very limited on what it says the requirements are. The opposing party, you would think, would have went after this with venom, and they didn't. And then you have a media that we're all seeing now, the bias that's in the media. So when you have an opposing party that has no teeth, a very minor constitutional requirement, and then you have a media that's in the tank for the individual that is propagating a document like this, you have a recipe for disaster.
Exactly.
And what we learned is the people had no voice in this matter. We also learned the Secretary of State to put someone on the ballot. Just about every Secretary of State has no investigative authority whatsoever. They cannot go and investigate something like this. There is no mandate for it. They simply take it all on face value and put you on a ballot. So there's legislation that we want to, you know, pursue that would be called the Presidential Transparency Act, where a presidential and vice presidential candidate would, for cause, get a vetting by the FBI or some other government agency, creditable government agency, if a question like this should ever come up again. And we think it's very simple, a very simple fix. Doesn't cost a lot of money. Background checks are conducted every day in this country. Very, very minor adjustment to things. And we want Secretary of State to have the ability to petition the FBI for such an investigation.
Exactly. Seems pretty academic. I mean, here we've been watching the confirmation hearings of the president elect's cabinet. And Mike Zulu, I wonder whether or not Barack Obama could even qualify to be on a cabinet because he is unable or not interested in being, vetted or turn in paperwork of the same measure as the cabinet nominees.
Well, with the information that he has provided to the public over the last 8 years, he couldn't get a law enforcement job. He couldn't get a job to be the janitor in the White House on what he has provided. That was the other problem we had with this. What the public doesn't understand, a birth certificate is not a document that actually authenticates citizenship and or identity. It merely registers the event of a birth.
Mm-hmm.
And the Inspector General in 2000 actually said as much. And he also went further to say that you need supporting documentation to validate the birth event itself.
Yes.
Well, none of that was ever provided. There's no background history, really, on Mr. Obama. What that is a narrative.
Mm-hmm.
The country has been sold a narrative. And in today's time, people, rather than pursuing the truth, yeah, this truth will set you free,
yes,
but go back in history, and Carl could bear me out in this, biblically, you have to fight to get the truth, because it's easier to buy the lie. And
well,
they're selling you a narrative.
Yeah. And that's what we've been set up here. And as you say, if today at this point, then tomorrow, how much more critical?
Yeah.
I mean, you really open yourself up to that, right?
Hey, Bill.
Yes, sir.
Can I address why the mainstream media has gone dark on this press conference with all of this damning information?
Yes, please.
Yeah. The bottom line is this. There's two big keys to it. Number one, they are complicit in an 8-year criminal cover-up. I mean complicit. This is not just sloppy reporting. This is either no reporting or false reporting. This proves them to be the fake media that we have been saying they are. Mm-hmm. So they are complicit. That's one reason. See, there's been a few news reports about Arpaio's press conference, but out of 100 news reports, and there haven't even been that many, let's say out of 10 news reports,
mm-hmm,
9.5 of them completely ignored the evidence that was brought forward, and they just said things like, well, it's just more of the same. Mm-hmm. No, that's not true. See,
right,
they're brainwashing their audience. It's
exactly
not more of the same. It was earth-shattering, visible evidence signed off on by two international document examination entities, renowned. This is mind-boggling. It's earth-shattering.
Mm-hmm.
People can see it, but the media doesn't want their audience to see it because the media has been dead wrong on this. That's one reason. The second reason is this. The media can't report it, Bill, because if they showed this evidence, What do they do? They have to say that Arpaio doesn't know what he's doing. Zulu doesn't know what he's doing. Four Labs in Italy doesn't know what they're doing. Reed Hayes in Hawaii doesn't know what he's
doing. Carl, we're going to have to pick it up from there. We've got to go to break. Bill Martinez live, more right after this.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August, who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Bill Martinez, live.
President Obama, this is your last day in the White House.
Do you promise not to use presidential signees to get your way?
Yes. I believe in the Constitution, and I will obey the Constitution of the United States. We're not going to use signing statements as a way of doing an end run around Congress. Can't wait for Congress to do its job. So where they won't act, I will. I told my administration, we're going to look every single day to figure out what we can do without Congress. What can we do without? And that means that no matter how we reform health care, we will keep this promise to the American people. If you like your doctor, you will be able to keep your doctor, period. If you like your health care plan, you will be able to keep your health care plan, period. No one will take it away, no matter what.
Under my plan of a cap and trade system, the electricity rates would necessarily skyrocket.
Drive our SUVs and, you know, eat as much as we want and keep our homes on, you know, 72 degrees at all times, whether we're living in the desert or we're living in the tundra, and then just expect that every other country is going to say, okay, you know, you guys go ahead and keep on using 25% of the world's energy, even though you only account for 3% of the population, and we'll be fine. Don't worry about us. That's not leadership.
Fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
And around the world, thank you for joining us today as we address that 8,000-pound gorilla that remains in the room that has to do regarding President Obama's fraudulent birth certificate. Mike Zulu and Carl Gallups are with us. Carl, I wanted to give you a chance to re-summarize and finish up your thought before we had to go to break here.
Yeah, what I was just saying is why the mainstream media is not covering has not revealed the facts that were presented in the last press conference just a few weeks ago by Sheriff Arpaio and Mike Zulu. And the main two points are, number one, they can't, because, number one, they're complicit. They're complicit for 8 years in a criminal cover-up of a fraudulent document, a fraudulent. In other words, this presidential last administration, from all the evidence we have now, proves that the last 8 years was usurped through identity fraud. I mean, it's as simple as that. And right. The media is complicit in that, and that's criminal. And so that's one reason. The second reason is, so if they present the evidence that was brought forward in this last press conference, well, in order, I mean, they can't present it. They can't present it, Bill, because if they do, then people will see with their own eyes, oh my gosh, this document was fraudulent. It is a fabrication. There's no way around it. And so what they would have to do is they would have to somehow discredit a 55-year lawman, 30-something years in federal, 24 years, six-term sheriff of the third largest sheriff's office in the nation. Then they would have to, if they could do that, then they would have to discredit Mike Zulu, former police officer, former detective, former private investigator, all of the training schools he's been through, and all of the 5 years of work he did on this. Then if they were able to do that, they would have to go to Italy and discredit ForLab, a renowned digital document
forensic
expert using the latest science, all of them with PhDs, training law enforcement. Then they would have to go, if they could do that, they would have to go to Hawaii. They would have to discredit Reed Hayes, 40 years document expert examiner, written 5 books, trains law enforcement, testifies in court. I mean, it's just an insurmountable mountain. Then if they were able to discredit all four of those entities, then they still have to deal with the video evidence that the public can see how it was done. They can watch it being done. They can watch the thing being created. And then they have to say, well, do you believe your lying eyes or do you believe us, the fake news? So it's an impossibility. They can't surmount it. And that's why the media has gone dark on this. The media silence is prima facie evidence of the facts of this case.
Interestingly, ironic that if it was the other way around, Carl, this wouldn't have lasted more than a couple of months.
Oh, yeah. No, if it was the other way around, you're absolutely right. If it was Donald Trump, for example, who had fake identifying documents, and we had this kind of forensic evidence on him, it would be 24/7 news cycle by everybody, including Fox News. Everybody.
Well, Mike Zulu,
shut down.
As Carl points out, the media is complicit in this. What about the legislative body of our country?
Well, that's another issue. You know, I went to Washington four times attempting to get help there. Carl and I actually sat down in the rotunda with Jeff Miller at the time, and
he was the head of the intelligence committee.
Mm-hmm. And he was all gung-ho when we met with him. Arrangements were made. Emails were sent back and forth. I'll let Carl tell you that story in a second.
Okay.
But I want to point something else out. You go back to John McCain when he ran. There was Resolution 511 where they actually had to determine if McCain could run because there was a question of where he was born. Was he born in Panama on a military institution? Providing his parents were, you know, employees or working for the federal government, and could he in fact run? And they determined he could. Mm-hmm. That in and of itself is a declaration that Congress understands that the very physical place of birth is imperative to seeking the White House. The physical location had nothing to do with his parents being citizens or anything else. It had to do with the physical location. When you get up into the Obama certificate, we have a problem because they're trying to claim this individual was born in Hawaii. Now, we don't know where he was born. We didn't pursue that. But that would be one of the motives to creating a fictitious document, was to conceal a fact of the place of birth.
Exactly.
So, you know, we have to look at this, and the hypocrisy is incredible. But when I went to Washington, I did have an opportunity to speak with Michelle Bachmann, who was the only one there that told me the truth. And Michelle Bachmann told me right to my face, she goes, Mike, we know there's a problem with this, but John Boehner will never allow this to come to the floor. We can't get other things to the floor because of him. And she was the only one that told me the truth. So we knew around 2013 that we have to wait our time, and we continue the investigation as a result of that. We would have loved to turn what we had at that point over to federal authorities, but there was no place to turn it over to. Were we going to give it to Eric Holder? You know what would have happened there?
Right.
Would we have given it to the FBI? No, because they're under the DOJ.
Mm-hmm.
So we were stymied for a little while. But, Carl, could you tell me about Jeff Miller? Because that's a fascinating story.
Yeah, Bill, I think I might have told you before, but I can't remember if it was off-air, on-air, whatever.
No, yeah, off-air, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, then Congressman Jeff Miller, he's now retired. Listen, he's from my district. I knew him. I helped put him in office. I mean, I'm going to say we're friends. I don't hate the guy. He may hate me by now, but we've spoken at rallies together, at conferences together. We've spoken in churches together. So I have a relationship with this guy. He was the head of the Intelligence Committee for the House Intelligence Committee for years. So when Mike and I went to Washington, I made an appointment with Jeff, my congressman, my friend, to present him with Mike Zullo, to introduce him and to make him aware. Mike Zullo had a briefcase full of hard document stuff that he could show Jeff Miller. So we were in the rotunda. We were sitting there with his chief of staff, Dan McFaul. Nancy Pelosi walked within feet of us and all the congressmen back and forth. I mean, we were in the heartbeat of the thing. We were sitting there at a table. Mike Zullo was going over all this information with Jeff Miller. Jeff Miller's eyes were big as saucers. They knew what was going on. They made arrangements to meet with us back in Pensacola to look at it further. Two or three days after me coming back from Washington, I get a phone call from Miller's office saying, we don't remember meeting with you. We don't know what you're talking about. We're not going to have any meeting with Zullo.
Wow. Wow, it was that drastic.
Yep.
Unbelievable. The conversation about the veracity of President Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate continues with Carl Gallops and Mike Zullo. Stay with us, America. It's 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Dream silence of the mountains and the crashing of the sea. There lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me.
We're back with the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our conversation with Carl Gallups and Mike Zulu continues. You know, Michael, the challenge with this mystery president, I say mystery president, I don't know if there's ever been a president that's had, three aliases. There is lots of rabbit holes, as I was describing to somebody else, relevant to this mystery president, the 44th president of the United States, which is most amazing. And I thought it was quite interesting in retrospect, looking back on how you had to focus the investigation on the document itself, because, you know, when you talk to people about Barack Obama and his presidency and, you know, the deception that's associated, sadly, there's lots of rabbit holes you can fall into, whether it's, you know, questioning his Social Security number. And we've talked with Susan Daniels about that, who is an expert in vetting Social Security numbers. I mean, it's just like one thing after another. And it's unconscionable, I believe, that someone, you know, in this position as the president of the United States, all complicit with the media and Congress and everybody else, that would cause American citizens to, in essence, end up putting tinfoil hats on their head because we're asking legitimate questions.
Well, and that is, you know, the unnerving fact about this is people, well, look, the Obama narrative, the whole presidency was covered in this protective shroud of race. If you challenged him on anything, mm-hmm. you were a racist. And that, I believe, was done by design. You know, obviously. I mean, it's pretty apparent that that's what they did. But when you look into the certificate, what we did is it doesn't matter whose name is on that certificate. We were looking at a document. And you have to understand, Sheriff Arpaio, if he had ever given me instruction or order to look at Mr. Obama personally, mm-hmm. I don't think that's something we would have done.
Right.
I don't, you know, there's things in law enforcement. It has to be a legal and moral directive to persuade you to follow it. And I don't think we would have done it. I know he wouldn't have done it. I certainly wouldn't have done it.
Exactly.
This wasn't about, quote, the president. This is about a document. Now, obviously, the logical conclusions are if there's a problem with the document, then you have to start looking at the individual. But that wasn't what we were pursuing. But the media, any level, especially with this document, they tried to make you look like you were a conspiracy theorist, that you were a lunatic, that you were racist. They even come out and say that our findings were debunked. Well, that's an amazing declaration by the media, because I presented these in an afternoon, and in an hour later, there were news reports saying these findings were debunked. Well, who debunked them?
Mm-hmm.
You're debunking experts? Do you have experts to refute my experts in an hour? This took us weeks and weeks and weeks to develop, and they want to say they debunked it. It's a lie. It's fake news, and it's everything around it. The mantra was, this guy can do no wrong, and we will protect him at any cost. Well, I think the media is now suffering the consequences of that decision.
Mm-hmm.
Their credibility is at an all-time low. Nobody believes them. I don't believe them. And personally, after 5 years, I've seen what they're capable of.
Yeah.
The outright lies. Outright
exactly.
cover-up and lies.
Well, and it's so dangerous, and as Carl pointed out, they're so deep in this at this point, Mike. How do they extract themselves, you know, from being so complicit and ignoring the evidence, you know, certainly for what you've been turning in for the last 6 years? And as Carl pointed out, I mean, you're probably getting more attention on this radio show than you've had on any of the mainstream media combined.
Well, I'll tell you what I think they do. I think it was also calculated. Look, deep down, those guys know the truth, too.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not kid ourselves.
Right.
What they did by calculation was to give this very, very limited and critical, and I mean critical in the term of criticizing, critical analysis where they would talk about it, give it 15 seconds so they can say they reported it. And they don't have to go back into their archives if something should manifest from the federal authorities about this document and start pulling down their own reporting stories and videos. I think that was done by design.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they took the position that every American in their mind, what they believe, because they believe they can sell you narratives, they took that position. They think they have the power to influence people to the degree that they will just go psychologically numb and accept whatever they were saying, and they didn't have to report on it at any length. But there was also a complete news blackout, and there has been for 5 years across the nation. Now, our local, you know, media here in Arizona,
mm-hmm.
they came at this hard. Well, we're already seeing some instances where prior reporting has been pulled down off of their websites after this last press conference. And that's the way they'll do it. They'll,
mm-hmm.
they'll erase any record of what they said prior.
In much the same way that the congressman said we never had the meeting, it's all we'll just deny it even occurred, right?
Well, that was incredible. But you know what they forgot? They forgot they were dealing with Carl Gallops, who was a law enforcement officer.
Right.
He knows how to keep the email chains.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have such proof. I mean, it's so undeniable proof that this meeting was set up, and to come back and tell him that we never met with you, you got to be kidding me. We're two witnesses sitting in there. It was reported on Carl's radio show that we had that meeting as soon as he got back.
Exactly.
And you want to pretend it didn't happen?
Well, Mike, where do we go from here? You've got all the information, as you said before at the onset in the first hour, you said really maybe it's this new administration. Maybe there's enough courage there that is willing to address this issue.
Well, Sheriff Arpaio is in Washington for the celebration today. He called me last night, and he has done a couple interviews where he's told reporters that we're not stopping on this birth certificate issue. Now, the investigation is concluded. That doesn't mean that if there's any new evidence or, you know, manifest that we won't include it in what we're doing. But we have intentions of trying to bring this forward. We're talking to congressmen at this point. My own personal belief, I think it's going to take a catalyst. It's going to take something that's going to occur, some attempt to discredit now in a couple hours President Trump.
Yes.
That's going to propel this thing forward. You know, they're already calling him illegitimate. Well, I have a newsflash for you. He's more legitimate than this guy.
Right, exactly.
You know? Right. So I think it's going to take something along those lines, but we are working with some people. I don't want to give away the plan.
No.
And we are hoping that there's going to be a change in the atmosphere.
Right. Well, Michael, I will say, and I've maintained that I have believed, and I have no reason to believe other than this is just one man's opinion, that on the other side and the close of this 44th administration of the presidency here of Barack Obama, that some of the stuff that heretofore has been blocked will find a way, will find daylight. And America is going to be shocked at the truth that all these rabbit holes that they found themselves in, that suddenly they start coming together to expose an incredible network of deception.
I agree with you. And that usually is what starts to happen. Is people that were silent out of fear are emboldened and they come forward. And I'm just praying, you know, every day that that's exactly what happens.
Well, our conversation with Mike Zulu and Carl Gallups continues. This is Bill Martinez. We're live on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It is 18 before the top of the hour. Let us know your thoughts at bmartinezlive.com.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
This whole crazy world is just too frustrating, and you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Bill Martinez, live.
Tell me.
You know, Carl Gallup's, it's interesting, is that this song, you know, which goes back to the Vietnam era, the Eve of Destruction, is what this does, you know, when you find yourself perilously in a situation where you've allowed deception to be the order of the day, you've ignored the truth, and people lose hope, and they think that we either are on the eve of destruction or we deserve you know, the fruit of our labors, and that is to be destroyed because we have ignored the truth. We've exchanged the truth for a lie.
Yeah. Well, no, you're right. Of course, I'm a Christian, and you are. Mm-hmm. We come from a biblical worldview, and we understand that the Bible says that Satan himself is the father of all lies.
Mm-hmm.
So when leadership, whether it be a pastor or a president or Congress or the media, practices deceit as the order of the day and decides to deceive the congregation, if you will, or the nation or the lawmakers, you're practicing, I mean, you're aligning yourself with Satan and deep demonic powers. And the Bible speaks of in the days before the return of the Lord that there would be great deceptions and truth would be thrown to the ground. And I'm telling you that you think about this. The largest Christian nation the planet has ever seen, the largest nuclear superpower the planet has ever seen, the number one military superpower the planet has ever seen, the number one economic engine that the planet has ever seen, we are that. Yes. And the last 8 years have been conducted under identity fraud and a media and Congress and everybody complicit in covering up the deception over 350 million people. I mean, this is horrendous. This is earth-shattering. This is historical.
And it conditions the people, Carl, to accept even more. If you think it's bad now, because many people I heard across the country in my travels, they, you know, talking about the eve of destruction, that, you know, they were looking at it. I mean, you got Dr. Billy Graham for the first time I can ever recall saying these are the end, these are the last of the last days. You know, he's seeing, you know, the downfall of America and the world as we know it because of all this, as you say. And this is all complicit. But we know also, as you say, being people of faith, God's real clear as to what would come. And you look at what he says in his word and you go, boy, I'll tell you, if it's not now, we're pretty darn close. And we're conditioning not only ourselves, but our kids and the next generation to accept somebody even more charming than Barack Obama and more deceptive than Barack Obama.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. It is a conditioning process, and I think there are prophetic elements tied to it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and Mike Zullo is a believer as well. We don't, you know, wear our faith out on our sleeve and demand that everybody believe as we do, but we're not ashamed of being believers either.
Right.
And so what we are saying is, look, we're, you know, we're saying, look, we see the prophetic days in which we're living, but in the midst of it, nobody knows the day or the hour, so we continually fight for truth. And that's what this is about. I mean, it's not just some frenzied tinfoil hat focusing in on a narrow focus on an issue of the birth certificate. Mm-hmm. This is about, are we going to allow the greatest nation the planet has ever seen to be usurped by document fraud, covered up by all the great institutions of this nation, to condition our nation for something even worse to come in the future? So what we're doing is fighting to uncover this fraud, present the truth, demand that something be done about it in a legal, federal, open, public way, and to try to bring some sanity back to at least our own culture before the return of the Lord. I mean, it's as simple as that. And you know, the Lord's return may be another 100 years from now, or it may be next week. That's not our concern. I mean, that's left up to the Lord. Our concern is we're wanting to get to the truth of this matter in a professional way. And let me tell you this. So let's say all of it goes to Congress and it goes to the FBI and they conduct a formal public where the public can see what they're doing, investigation, and they discover that Mike and the sheriff, and I'm going to put my name in there, they discover we're all wrong. That the president is perfectly legitimate. All the documents are there, forensically verified. Microfilm is there. The original hard copy's there. We were wrong all along, which I'm telling you we're not. But let's say that happened.
Right.
Well, that's all we want. We're not out to get Barack Obama. We're out to get the truth. And the problem is this case has never been heard on its merits in spite of the fact of a forensic law enforcement investigation signed off by two renowned international document examination entities. No one has heard it on its merit, and the media has covered it up. And Mike and I are saying this is a travesty of historic consequence.
Without a doubt. And Mike Zullo, I appreciate to dovetail with Carl's comments is that, and you made this clear at the onset, this isn't about President Obama. This isn't a personal sort of thing. This is about the truth solely. It's about the rule of law, our constitutional form of government, and all that we believe in. Because if this can happen to us, then what next?
Well, that's true. In this investigation, it was never about race, never about your skin color, never about Barack Obama. And I can tell you that if this was Republican or Democrat, it would not have made a difference to me. This was looking at the truth in a document that was proffered for the sake of political gain. And we just want the truth. And this was so easily rectified by him and that administration. For $10, you could have gotten a copy of that birth certificate. We could have had affidavits and testimony that it's authentic. They could have showed the supporting documentation, and they could have put it on display publicly at the White House if they wanted to. They didn't do any of it. Nothing like that.
Yeah. And you know, Bill, perfect proof of what Mike just said about it not being a personal thing and not being a political thing. During the primaries, with all that Mike Zullo and Sheriff Arpaio and I have learned about natural born and qualifications and eligible, not eligible, legal, illegal, Mike Zullo went to the airwaves several times to speak about Ted Cruz. And listen, I mean, with all of the people that love him and support him and me being one of those earlier on, the bottom line, he was not eligible to serve, not in any way under any American interpretation of the law. And Mike Zullo went to the airwaves and spoke to that. I did too. And here he was, the darling at the time of the Republican Party.
Exactly.
So that's perfect proof that Mike Zullo and I and Sheriff Arpaio, it's never been about Barack Obama or, you know, as people would say, bringing down the president. No, it's about getting to the truth, staying a rule of law nation, and not a third world banana republic.
Mm-hmm. Is there any room, Mike Zullo, to, you know, the birth certificate set aside? And if you go with the narrative that the president initially told us that he was born in Kenya, but he was born of a mother who is a U.S. citizen, does that give him any kind of credibility whatsoever to where he would still be legit?
Well, that's a debatable point, because back in our research going back to the 1700s, citizenship was always transferred from the father to the offspring.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, citizenship of a foreign wife was conferred from the husband, who was an American citizen, to that wife. It always went through the lineage of the father. Now, I believe it was in the 20s or early 30s where there was, by statute, a provision made where women could then transfer, mothers could transfer citizenship by fact of birth to offspring. So that's a point of contention, because I personally don't believe so. I believe the lineage has to be from the father, which, if we're going to believe, now don't forget, we don't have a verifiable document.
Right.
We don't know if any of the narrative is true. I mean, and we don't know if Stanley Ann Dunham is in fact his mother.
Mm.
We don't know if Barack Obama Sr. is in fact his father, but it's very clear that Barack Obama Sr. was not an American citizen.
Exactly.
So I think this all goes back to, again, Resolution 511, deciding if John McCain could run based on where he was physically born. I think that was the main issue at hand. There could be some other things here, but that to me would be the clearest motive for something like this. You could not survive the soil test, and I think that's what it was going to be about. And look, here's the other thing to consider. We don't know anything about his writings, if there were any, when he was at Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what his thesis was about. We don't know anything. Every document has been sealed.
Exactly.
You don't know anything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I think, you know, we have a right to know the thoughts of someone wanting to, you know, assume the most powerful office in the world. We should know your thoughts. And we can give you, you know, credence to change your mind as you grow older. That's fine.
Right.
But we should know where you are and what you're thinking. I mean, there are tapes coming out now, you know, from Kenya, where he's just talking about the plight of being a black man. I mean, this was ingrained in him from a very young age. And this is what you see is going on now in the streets of America. Race relations have gotten progressively worse under this administration. It should never be. This should never be what assuming that office is about.
Exactly. Well, Mike Zullo, I cannot thank you enough for your time. I appreciate you coming on Bill Martinez Live. And to give us this chunk of time to really break the case down. Carl Gallups, as always, we thank you. Remind everybody very quickly the one-page summary that they can go to at your website.
Yeah, carlgallups.com. Carlgallups.com. They'll see the yellow link.
Mike Zullo and Carl Gallups, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We're all looking.